The Burning Hell. Mit Man Without Hats. Ich habe mich jetzt schon verquatscht mit der Band um Matthias Combe herum, die es zu mir ins Studio geschafft hat. Wir haben sie gerade gehört mit Man Without Hats von der neuen Platte Public Library, die auch inspiriert wurde durch die verschiedensten Genres, die man in so einer öffentlichen Bibliothek so vorfindet. Vorher haben wir den ersten großen Hit fürs Flux FM-Programm von The Burning Hell gehört. My Name is Matthias von der tollen Platte mit dem tollen Titel Flux Capacitor. We love that album. Especially for the title, actually. Thanks. We don't care so much about
No.
But that was the first huge hit for us as well. We loved that song. I learned to play along to that song because I really love that song so much. Yeah. And the first thing I want to say to you is that there's no more weight between your ass and your hips. You've lost some weight.
I've lost a little weight.
Yeah, totally. Because when you sang that song back in the days, I was like, yeah, but it's cute, that little weight between his ass and his hips. I love that little weight between his ass and his hips. And now you lost it. You lost that weight.
Yeah.
It's not a biographical song anymore.
No, it's not really true. That's why I don't sing it anymore.
Oh, no, that's true. So where are you coming from today? How are you doing?
We just came from Canada, actually.
Oh, wow.
It's the very beginning of our tour.
Okay, cool.
So this is the first time we're playing music on this tour, right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How exciting. That sounds so good to me. We've just listened to Man Without Hats, and I suddenly remembered their hit, their Safety Dance.
Safety Dance.
Hit. We're going to dance if you want to. I can impersonate the motherfucker.
Yeah.
I realize
that's
it
very
now.
Good.
We can dance if you want to.
Yeah.
No.
That's close, yeah.
It's really close.
Yeah. That was not the exact words, but...
No, but did you really think of that band when you wrote that song? Because
that
it's a Canadian
first
band.
Men Without Hats album, Pop Goes the World, was the first album I ever bought.
Oh, wow.
When I was 10 years old. And so that's what that song is about.
Ah. Kind
of discovering music.
Yeah, okay, now I realize.
Yeah.
Now all these things that were disconnected in my head are coming together.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
It's a coming-of-age song.
Exactly.
Because it was the first album that you bought as a kid, and now I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to talk to bands sometimes. Yeah. All of a sudden you understand what they're talking about.
Yeah.
No, congratulations once again to the album Public Library.
Thanks.
It's an album that has been inspired, or the songs have been inspired by the different genres that you find in a public library, right?
Exactly, yeah. The songs on the album are, we imagine them as all different types of books that you could find. So there's like a true romance story. There's mm-hmm.
There's a crime story. Yeah,
sci-fi, everything.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And which genre would be Pass the Wine, Fuck the Government, I Love You?
That's a love. It's a love song.
Okay.
It's a romance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. So,
romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Romantic political comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a political twist in there.
It's a small genre in the library shelf. So it's there.
You guys have released the EP, like you and Ariel, you've released the EP, Don't Believe the Hyper Real.
Yes.
Back in 2015, there was an acoustic version of Fuck the Government, I Love You on there.
Yeah.
But how did working on that EP maybe inspire the album or work on the album as well? Or didn't it?
Well, they were both recorded basically in the same month, really.
Okay.
Right? Last summer. And we made that EP here in Berlin. And then we met the band and we went on tour with them. We started playing that song, Fuck the Government, I Love You, with the band. And we liked the way the band was playing it so much that we thought, let's just record that too. And then it ended up on both albums.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a good idea, though.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. And then will you probably record some more duets with Ariel? Because I think it makes sense on so many levels, like on a financial level as well. You don't have to share the money with the guys back there.
I never thought about it that way.
Only the front row is laughing right now, by the way. The guys in the back are like, what the fuck is wrong here? I want to kill this motherfucking presenter.
But yeah, we'll write and record some more duets, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I really love both versions of the song, actually. And I loved the stripped down version of it as well, and I loved the two voices, your two voices being so present, you know, when you just play with two persons. I love that too. But I love you guys in the back as well. Don't get me wrong.
And today you're going to hear a totally different version that we've never even heard before. So.
Wow. So let's do that right now. I'm totally looking forward to listening to The Burning Hell and their super exclusive version of Fuck the Government, I Love You. It's never been heard.
Never been heard.
Oh, that's so cool.
Featuring our drummer Jake Nickel on organ. our bass player, Nick Ferriero, on acoustic guitar, and our electric guitar player, Darren, on mandolin.
It's the big switcheroo.
So, yeah, it's an experiment.
Okay, cool.
We met at the New Year's party of my vegetarian friend.
I said I was studying English.
I told you I was in a band.
I asked what the band was called.
I said it's called The Burning Hell.
I said I've never heard of you.
I said that's probably just as well. Just to make conversation, I told you about a dream I had in which Jean Baudrillard was rapping with Public Enemy shouting, "Don't believe the hype or real," with Flava Flav and Chuck D.
And I said I think we might have a lot in common then. Possibly because I'm also a musician and also a student of hip-hoposophy.
You mentioned you used to play the clarinet in high school in the early years of the millennium when you were young.
And you said you're hired, the pay is negligible, and the tour starts next month.
You asked what I was working on. I said, I'm writing an album of love songs.
I laughed and said, love songs are dumb.
And I said, oh yeah? Wait till you hear these ones.
Pass the wine. Fuck the government. I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you.
So I passed you the wine and said, yes, fuck the government, I love you too.
Our accomplished dancers, we danced a little bit.
My vegetarian friend was playing the hits of Will Smith, and we got jiggy with it there on the dance floor.
The living room dance floor,
that's where it happened. You stole my heart.
I stole a kiss.
We stole someone else's gin by accident. At some point, we got cornered by an amateur poet neither of us knew.
Either he had no one else to talk to or couldn't pick up on simple social cues.
Step by step we backed away until we backed up all the way into the bathroom together.
We told the poet that we always go together. Cause that's what happens when you've been dating forever.
We stayed in there for ages hoping the amateur poet would go. It was awkward. We came out and found he discovered someone else to bother. And suddenly it was midnight and Auld Lang Syne time and countdowns. Gratuitous public making out. And we started shouting cause everyone else was shouting. And isn't it fun to shout? Pass the wine, fuck the government, I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you. So I passed you the wine and said, yes, fuck the government, I love you too. Pass the wine, fuck the government, I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you. So I passed you the wine and said, yes, fuck the government, I love you too.
Yes! Yes! Thanks a lot, The Burning Hell.
Thank
and
you.
And the live version of Pass the Wine, Fuck the Government, I Love You. That was so great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had goosebumps all
over
my body.
Singing.
I started crying all of a sudden. It's such a great song. It's such a great song. And then one really realizes that you've both been studying the hip-hoposophy because your skills, your rhyme skills are perfectly brilliant. You know?
Ariel has great flow.
Yeah, and then how you phrase some of the stuff in the middle of the song, it's crazy. It's beyond everything I've ever heard. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. for visiting us. One more thing I have to talk to you about is that you, we've talked about that before we went on air. You have a phobia of people who do stand-up. Please explain. How does that come up? How can one have a phobia of stand-up comedians?
What I don't understand is why everyone doesn't have this phobia, because it's terrifying. I mean, it's not that I'm afraid of the person doing stand-up. I'm afraid of the idea of stand-up comedy. I think it makes me crazy when I see it happening, especially live. If I see someone getting up and trying to be funny in a microphone, I just get so worried for them. I'm very nervous for them, you know. I get anxiety, and if they do a bad job, which they usually do, I don't know. I just freak out, you know. So that's my phobia. Some people heights, spiders, sharks. Me, so stand-up comedy.
If you want to see Matthias come sweat, you just give him a DVD of the best of stand-up comedian stuff. Even though that's been recorded, and somebody must have said that's good. What they're doing is good.
I can't watch.
You can't watch it. You're going to sweat as soon as you get the DVD, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So thanks a lot for visiting. I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. You're going to be back in Berlin on the 8th of June.
8th and 9th of June at Schokoladen.
Okay, cool. So I think we're going to meet again then, and we're going to talk a bit longer about the LP.
Awesome.
And about the idea to get rid of the band.
No.
I'm just joking. That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. Thank you for visiting.
Thanks so much.
And I hope I'll see you again pretty soon. Bye-bye. The Burning Hell. Und hier jetzt die Möglichkeit, an die letzten Tickets zu kommen für dieses großartige Doppelkonzert am heutigen Abend im Fluxbau. Me and Marie werden auftreten. Die Band, die aus Südtirol und der Schweiz kommt, die spielen auf am heutigen Abend. It's stupid to try. Speak Switzerland German. Uli Hefliger.
Ich darf auch kommen übrigens heute, ne?
Wer darf kommen?
Du.
Ich darf auch kommen.
Ja, das ist this guy.
So nice.
It's so.
Uli is such a nice guy. Yeah, I'm gonna do stand up for Matthias. Me and Marie werden spielen heute Abend. Und natürlich auch die großartigen The Burning Hell. Und wer jetzt noch Tickets haben möchte, der kann ganz schnell nochmal anrufen. Unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruft noch schnell an. Wir haben die letzten Tickets für euch. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye bye. See you later.
Bye. Thank you. The last day of the summer vacation.